Hey guys, welcome to Can You Queer Us Now? I'm Kath and we have Adam here as well co-hosting.
Hey guys.
Can You Queer Us Now, or Psychus for short, which is what we use just to kind of shorten it down, is where we talk about queer content by queer people for queer people. But of course, anyone can listen and it can be kind of any topic that we feel resonates with the queer community.
Yeah, while we do have a focus on being queer, it's also about being you. If you're straight, like, yeah, whatever. You can listen. Like, who cares?
If you're an ally, you know, amazing, great. Like, thank you, obviously. We just want to talk about stuff that means something to us, that we think is important, should be talked about. And things like if so, at some point you want to send us something you want to hear about, of course, we'll talk about that too.
Yeah, you can actually use hashtag Psychus, CYQUS. You can send us questions or, like, comments or like topics, stuff you want to talk about, anything really.
Yeah, stuff about us, stuff about things going on in the queer community, movies, TV shows with queer representation, you know, anything you want.
So, Kat.
Yes, Adam.
You were somewhere last night.
I was at hashtag Tay Tay, T Swizz. I was at Taylor Swift last night and it was a very interesting experience. There was good and bad. Only good on like the actual Taylor Swift end, bad on some other moments that we will get to later, but I'm going to kick it off with just the music. The music I really enjoyed. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I listened to her Reputation album for the first time yesterday.
And I was so mad when I found out.
You were so mad. Oh, okay, here's the thing. I've never been a big Taylor fan. I mean, I was when I was in like secondary school, like 15, listening to Teardrops on my guitar, writing in my diary, drawing manga,
thinking about men,
on everyone. Oh my god, thinking about men
for love story, you know,
for love story, watching anime music videos.
Oh my songs. God.
Yeah, when I was like a moody emo teenager and I listened to her music and I watched like High School Musical and Camp Rock and I was just like in my Disney teen thing. Like, wasn't she in the Hannah Montana movie?
I don't know, maybe.
But I'm like, almost positive she was.
I'm sure she was.
I think she was.
It would make sense.
Yeah. And I listened to her for a while and then I moved away to like indie music and glam rock. Like, and
when did you move away?
I can't really pinpoint a specific moment because I remember listening to like popular pop songs on the radio like all the time, just kind of because. And then I got better phones throughout the years as I got older, so I had more access to like Spotify and YouTube and radios and stuff. Oh, sorry, my voice is going. I'm sick. Ugh. But yeah, so I thought, okay, my boyfriend asked me if I wanted to go, and I was like, well, it's Taylor Swift, so obviously I want to go.
He didn't want to take me.
Of course, no. He should have brought you. You need to bond.
Yes.
But so I'm like, okay, so I'm going to go see Taylor Swift. And I did the same thing. I've listened to Codaline a bunch and I've listened to The Academic a bunch. But the day of their gig, I made sure to listen to their music.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just to kind of get my head into it,
I guess. You can really scream the words.
So I can really scream
the words. You don't want to look like a fake.
Exactly. I don't want to look like a fake fan.
All the kids in the audience tackling you. Like, she's not a real Taylor
saying,
fan.
You don't really love Tay Tay. But yeah, so I listened to her album and I was kind of just biking to work and being like, wow, okay, this is kind of interesting. Like, yeah, all right. And getting to work and like doing my thing. It was only a 5-hour shift. It was nothing. So I kind of doing that. Then biking home from work. And her song, Did I Do Something Bad, came on. And I was like, yes, Taylor. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's a good song.
I was just really pumped. I was biking home like, yeah, like each like
why
rotation.
Why does it
like,
feel
yeah, oh
so
my God.
Good?
Yeah, if it's something bad, why does it feel so good?
If you haven't heard the
good?
Song, like, go listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah, Apple, and like,
whatever.
It was just great. And then, so I was like, yeah, okay, you know, I'm really into this. And I listened to some other ones. I was like, yeah, no, this is interesting. Some of them were kind of softer ballad like songs and some of them were like really girl power, I'ma fuck you up, you know, you're my bitch now songs. And I was like, yes, Taylor, I am here for this, Taylor. And so,
great Taylor.
Yeah, so it was great. So we had sitting tickets. There was standing, but that was all sold out. It was literally the day before the concert that we were getting tickets, like the day of the Friday show. We were going to the Saturday show. So we get there and there's a really long line, but we actually get through security really quick because we didn't have bags or anything. We just had what was in our pockets and like I didn't have anything, you know, crazy with me. So we get through pretty quick. We find our seats pretty quick. We actually find out that we're close enough to the stage so that she still looks tiny, but we can see her. So, and there was the big, you know, jumbo screens. But before the gig started, they were playing all of these clips from, like, behind the scenes of her having her secret sessions with, like, true fans.
Oh, that was so cool. She literally took fans to her house to listen to the album.
Yeah, like, and that was great. And she did, like, she did a live version on her own piano with them. And she talked to them and she knew their names. Like, she follows her fans on Twitter and stuff. And she, like, stalks their pages.
As far as I know, she is also an avid Tumblr blogger.
Yeah, like, I'm like the more I find out about Taylor, the more I'm kind of into it. Like, yeah, you know what? You know, I kind of like you now. You seem great. Because I kind of gave her no time of day. Like, obviously, she's not going to be like, oh, this bitch didn't like me, because I'm not going to come up on her radar. But I feel bad for being all like, yeah, no, I don't listen to Taylor Swift. I'm not five. When clearly that's stupid. Despite the fact that there were a lot of five-year-olds at the concert.
Yeah, I was like,
but
hearing about that was crazy.
Because we were sitting, and in front of us was a bunch of girls who were over 18, because they had, like, beer and stuff with them, I assume, anyway. Oh my god, okay, this is off topic. One of them was wearing a really, really short crop top and no bra. And the reason I know this is because I was sitting, and her and the other girls kept standing up and jumping around and waving their arms around. And every time she did that, her shirt lifted and you can see her boobs.
Oh, no.
Like, it was, like, full side boob. I was behind her and one over. So I had, like, I looked forward and I just saw a load of boob. And I was just like, oh, my God, okay. And I was just like, I really hope this girl is either 18 or going to put a different shirt on. And I was just had to on look one away hand, from like, her.
I mean, I don't know what. Like, that's crazy. Okay, do you think she knew?
I don't think she knew at first, and I think she realized it later because I heard her saying, OMG, they saw my boobs, but I don't think she was talking about me or my boyfriend. I think she was talking about someone else. But it's just the fact that you're going to a concert, and I'm all about free the nipple.
Yeah, like, I was going to say that, like, free the nipple.
But, like, there were so many children on either side of us. Like, there was, like, a woman and her kid beside me, and then on the other side, there was, like, a full family.
And we're in Ireland, like, I'm not saying, like, okay, women can't see boobs. Like, I mean, children can't see boobs. Breastfeeding happens, but, like, in Ireland, it's just a country where you don't expect it. So, like, I feel like those parents would have been more annoyed.
Like, I'm not shaming the girl. Her outfit looked great. Like, she had a really cute denim skirt, and her top was, like, cute, and she had a nice belt. Her outfit looked awesome, and her boobs were nice. But, like, I'm not saying...
Hopefully she was over 18. God.
She was drinking a beer, I really hope, okay? But here's the thing. I'm not shaming her. I'm just saying I didn't expect it. So it kind of distracted me every now and then that I'd be looking at the show. And then I'd sit down because I got tired. Because I get tired, like, really easily. And I'd be just, like, trying to watch. And then I'd just see a bunch of boob because she would turn in my direction and put her hands up. And I'm like, okay, there's nipples in my face.
That would be so awkward if they're recording. Because when Taylor Swift records for her tour movies, and they do record in every location just because there's different artists coming on with her in every location. Like, we had Charli XCX and Camila Cabello this for Ireland. So they were probably recording those performances. And if that happened during that performance, that's going to be really awkward. They're going to have to censor that out. It's like a whole thing.
See, I think it's a case of we were close to the stage, but we were just far enough away that I don't think we would be on any cameras.
Yeah, okay.
Like, we weren't close enough to the front stage or the stages in the actual audience. Like, we were a little bit away.
Yeah, it's so unlucky you didn't get moved up to the front. Because my friend Alan has gone to the Friday show, and he was close to the back, and then he got moved all the way up to the front of the stage, and he got to see her, and, like, he got great pictures.
From what I could see, all the chairs on the actual stadium ground were taken.
Yeah,
but there was a lot of spare seats in the stands, but, like, all the chairs on the ground were taken. It was a packed show, and it was a good show. When Charli XCX came on, she opened with I think the first song she opened with was Boom Clap.
Yeah.
And it was good. And my boyfriend made a joke that she was wearing a rain poncho because she was wearing a clear outfit, a clear holographic outfit.
Oh, I think that looks so cool.
I mean, I thought it suited her, but I also thought I would never wear it myself.
Sophia Nygaard, though.
Sophia definitely would wear it and, like, love it. Because she was wearing, like, it kind of looked like Calvin Klein underwear and, like, a Calvin Klein sports bra. And then that over it.
Maybe Calvin Klein were paying her.
I mean, I don't think it was necessarily the actual Calvin Klein brand, but that kind of look, like, you know, the grey underwear with the white waistband and then the grey.
Oh, I think they look so good.
Yeah, no, I think it looks great. And then she had that over it, and it was kind of like high-waisted pants, but they were clear, so they... But the thing is, I really loved the look.
Did they fog up when she, like, sweat?
No, they didn't. They didn't fog up. She wore it for the rest of the night. She wore it when she was on with Taylor.
I feel like that can't be that comfortable. See, did they just style?
It looked breathable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But she, Charlie XCX and Camila Cabello came on to the stage with Taylor while she was singing Shake It Off.
Oh, Shake It Off. Yeah. Interesting.
And she did sing Style.
Yeah?
But she sang that on her own with the dancers. Yeah.
The dancers, I heard, are very good.
The dancing was really good. It was tight. It was well rehearsed. You know, it was really good. The formation was great. And she had singers as well. And she, like, introduced them all. And every time she did, the camera would go over to them and their whole face and body, like, they would be all up on the screen. So they got a bit of spotlight, which I thought was great. Cause she was just giving a shout out to these people who are working really hard on her show.
Yeah.
So she gave a shout out to each dancer as well at the end of the night. Nothing. Which was great.
So there's just two things I want to highlight, the main reasons Taylor Swift's been talking about. She is the first woman to ever play two shows at Croke Park Stadium in Ireland.
Yeah.
She's first ever to headline. As far as I know, that has never happened before. It's crazy. Get more of that. More women headlining acts in Croke Park. It's insane that only one woman has ever done two shows at the venue.
And she, like, I didn't know that until she mentioned it at the actual concert.
Yeah.
There was a bit when she was just talking to us and saying how, like, she was so proud to be there and that she had taken some time off and she was so happy and she felt so appreciated and thankful that when she came back from her hiatus that we were all, like, well, not me personally, all of her really good fans were there waiting for her and were understanding.
Yeah.
And she mentioned that it's because of having those fans and those people who care about her and her music and what she's doing, that when she came back, she was able to do something like book out the Croke Park Stadium two
twice.
Nights in a row,
yeah.
And do two shows and be... She's one of four women who have ever played the Croke Park Stadium, and she's the first to do two shows.
Yeah, like, that's just insane, like...
Yeah.
I guess more of them will tend to do the smaller stadiums, but it's crazy. You know, go for the big stadium. Like, especially people like Beyonce, Adele, go for the biggest stadium there. You are going to fill it. You get that coin.
Yeah, no, she... I feel like now that I've listened to her music properly and really tried to understand her as a person, because I decided, hey, you know, I mean, I got to stop just saying, ugh, I don't like Taylor, when I don't know anything about her. Like, that was such a narrow way of thinking. But, yeah, you know, I like her now. And I think if anyone's going to be at the front of pushing through for female performers, it's probably going to be her. Like, her, Beyonce, you know, I think they're both powerhouses in their craft.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Adele as well, fantastic performer. They would no doubt be able to book out stadiums.
Yeah, and they should... all go for, like, go for the biggest place that you can fill, like,
yeah, don't
not?
Be like, oh, there might be some pushback. No, go, set your sight on the biggest possible goal and you know you can knock it down,
and, like, you deserve it. If you're able to fill it, you get every piece of that money you deserve, like. And the second thing I wanted to highlight is that it's Pride Month and Taylor Swift has been dedicating the song Delicate to the LGBT community for the month.
Yeah.
So, like, can you remember much of her speech? I know she's been giving a speech before the song.
Okay. I remember her giving a speech, but I was kind of not listening because there was some stuff that had happened.
Yes. The small inconvenience, the horrible.
Yeah, the small inconvenience.
Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to, like, tell them a little bit?
Yeah, no, I'll talk about it. There was some stuff going on and there was, like, a surge of people and I was in a crowd at that point because we had gotten up to see better and we had moved around and left our seats. And I got separated from my boyfriend. And while we were separated, I was kind of just smushed into the crowd by people and there was kind of a flow going. So I accidentally got caught up in that. But while I was caught up in that flow of people, a guy came up behind me. I think he was drunk. He smelled like alcohol. I think it was like Heineken or something gross. He grabbed my arm and then he also put his hand between my legs and that was awful and gross and made me feel really uncomfortable. And I tried to push him off me, but he was, like, stronger than me, but I think another person pulled him off me because he like let go really quickly, but it seemed like he let go so quickly that it wasn't of his own accord. At least I thought so at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if he, like, said anything to me. I was wearing earplugs because my hearing is a bit sensitive. So when I go to really loud gigs and stuff, I wear earplugs. But when I turned around, I couldn't see him. There was just girls behind me at that point because there was still a flow of people. Like, we were caught up in this when he did it. So that was unfortunate.
It's just a disgusting act. It's something that shouldn't happen. It should be a safe place, and I'm so sorry it happened to you.
Yeah, I...
I'm just, like, happy you're able to talk about it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't let it ruin the night or anything. I was really upset afterwards.
Yeah.
And I cried a little. Understandably. I'm not gonna lie. But, yeah, no, I mean, that happened, and then I went looking for my boyfriend, and I couldn't find him. We had gotten split, like, really far apart by that point. And, like, he had texted me, but I didn't feel the vibration, and I didn't go looking for my phone because I was looking for him, and I should have went looking for my phone. That was stupid. And then I just figured I should just stay where I was in case there was another flow of people and I couldn't get through. I was just surrounded by, like, kids and, like, parents by then, so it wasn't really... I mean, I was uncomfortable, but I wasn't freaking out by that point.
God, that man is such an asshole. I'm so angry about that.
It seems weird to me that would happen at, like, a Taylor Swift concert, because in my head, a Taylor Swift concert, even now, is, like,
a lot of kid-friendly
concert
than...
with a bunch of teenage girls and children and their parents. But now, of course... I'm not saying that the way Taylor is now and what her concerts are like is why this happened to me. Sexual assault and sexual harassment, things like that, that's not a case of, oh, she was wearing this, or, oh, this kind of music was playing, or, oh, no, well, we were here. It's a case of predator and prey. It's a case of a person, man or woman, sees a person, man or woman, or whatever, you know, anything encompassed in human being, and thinks, hey, I have power that I can use against this person, and I'm going to. And that's what they do. It's a predator-prey situation. It's never like, hey, she's really pretty, so she's going to get raped a lot. Or, hey, that person's super gross, so they're never going to get raped. That's not how it works. Like, no, I'm speaking from experience exactly. At this point. That's not how it works.
Yeah, no. It's just, like, it should be a safe space. There's so many people around, and yet someone just thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to, like, do this to this person. And it's just like, what is wrong with you as a person?
He smelled a lot like alcohol. I could smell it as soon as they grabbed onto me.
Of course, even though that's not an excuse, but like...
No, I mean, alcohol is... Like, having alcohol is never going to be an excuse for sexual assault.
What time was it even, like... What time did
it
come to that?
It was still light out.
So, yeah, like, first of all, you shouldn't be that drunk by that time anyway.
I mean, it was...
And even if you get that drunk, you shouldn't be going around touching people.
It was between 8 and 9, I think. Or 8 and 9:30.
Like, I highly doubt he was that drunk, especially off Heineken by that time. Like, possibly. He's just an ass.
But, like, I didn't end up telling security or anything, because by the time I found a security person, it had already been a while, and I was kind of calmed down, and I couldn't see, or, like, anyone who seemed like the person. And it could have been a security person who pulled him off me in the first place.
Yeah, it might have been. But, I don't know, maybe you still could have something. Like, obviously it's your choice.
Well, I didn't see his face. Yeah. I had no way to actually describe him. And by the time I had an opportunity to really say to any security person, the concert was over and people were milling out of the area. And I had already found my boyfriend by then. And he, as soon as I got back to him and he saw I was upset and I told him what happened, he didn't let go of me for, like, the rest of the night.
Yeah, no.
Like he glued to my side, would not, like, he didn't take his eyes off me. So I felt safe.
Do you have a message for anyone who's been in this situation that you would like to give them?
In a situation like specifically like mine, or in a situation where they feel...
Maybe if they feel unsafe, but also like if they have been like groped by someone. Like,
if you've ever been in a situation where someone has touched you and that was inappropriate...
Or
whether it's a case of you explicitly told them that you don't want them to, or it was a case of you were in public and a stranger or even a friend has done something inappropriate, like touch you in a place that was private, like your genitals or your breasts or your like butt or something, like don't be afraid to tell them or to tell someone else that this has happened to you. It's important that you make sure it's known that this behavior is not acceptable and not okay. Just the other day in work, a member of staff I work with was groped as well. A guy I work with, I'm not going to mention his name because it's his privacy, but he was a woman as well, an older woman came up to him while he was doing his job, and he was reducing items. And she said that she wanted an item reduced, and he told her that it was policy that we could only reduce items that were on the shelf. We're not allowed to take things off the customers. It's a breach of policy, and it's technically nepotism. Mm-hmm. So as she came up behind him then, and another member of staff clearly saw this happen as well, she grabbed his ass and then she walked away. And the member of staff who saw it kind of didn't know what to do. They both described this to me, and the member of staff who saw didn't know what to do, ended up kind of laughing at it, but a kind of like hysterical laugh that you do in a situation where you're so taken aback that you don't know what to do. So they laughed, and the guy who got groped didn't laugh. Obviously, he was super uncomfortable and he felt grossed out and awful. This was a regular customer who we have seen, and I would know by the look of them. I wouldn't know their name, but I would know them by the face. Had I been there, I think I would have reacted very angrily and aggressively, and I probably would have demanded the customer been thrown out. But the person this happened to is a very calm person. They wouldn't take abuse, and they wouldn't take things like verbal harassment lying down, but I think it was such a situation that they had never been faced with.
Yeah.
They just kind of wanted to wait for it to be a calmer moment, wait for that person to leave, and then report to a manager. And he did report to a manager. He made sure it was said, and they checked cameras so that they could... I don't know if they're going to bar the customer, but if the customer comes back in, we might bring it up to them.
Yeah, pull her aside and have a word, or like, you cannot do that.
Because some of the other members of staff I work with, I have heard say that, oh, well, you know, it's grand. He's just getting his bit. He should feel lucky.
Oh, yeah,
which is ridiculous.
Like, as a gay man, I just love being felt up by random old men. I don't know. I'm assuming he's straight, is he?
This guy is straight, yes.
Right, well, I'm sure he just loves being felt up by random old women.
Yeah, because...
in his workplace.
I was being described the situation before I had a chance to talk to the guy it actually happened to. I was being described the situation by the person who saw it. And I was saying, well, that's absolutely awful. Is he okay? Like, I'm shocked he didn't tell me. I mean, it's understandable that he didn't tell me if he didn't want to really talk about it. Of course, like, that's his business. But I'm quite close with him, and I would have liked to know if he was doing all right if I had known the situation had happened. But and I was just saying, I mean, if this was a case of it was one of us who got groped by a man that woman's age.
Like, if it was a woman, it would have been a different story from them men who, like, didn't seem to have as much of a reaction, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been, it would have been uproar. There would have been carnage. Like, if a 21, 22-year-old girl had been reducing stuff and a man in his 40s, 50s came up behind her, squeezed her ass and walked off, there would have been absolute murder. People would have, like, had outrage going on.
Yeah.
But because it was a reversed situation, people didn't take it as seriously,
and that's wrong, of course,
but I am taking it seriously. The guy it happened to is taking it seriously. Our management and our managers and our higher ups are taking it very seriously, and they have checked in with him over the course of since it has happened, making sure he's okay and that it is being dealt with, and that they're looking into contacting this customer, and they're finding the footage, and they're reporting it to security, and that it's definitely being taken care of, and that his safety is a concern. And I think that is, for one, a really good thing, because it's showing that there's no bias on who out of their employees they're trying to protect. Like, we all matter to them.
Yeah, even if the his co-workers didn't seem to take it seriously, at least the managers and people in control are actually being more understanding and taking care of the situation.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that kind of attitude isn't too... it's not something you don't see often with, like, young lads and with people from an older generation, or with people who just think, ah, you know, it's just an old lady being, you know, being an old lady. Like, it's not okay.
It's something like... if that happened to me or something, I wouldn't have been 100% sure my managers would have looked after me in that situation. That's the thing, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing they did, but it's like, it wasn't a guarantee. Like, what if we had different managers that weren't like that? You'd never know.
Yeah, and if it was a case of a male employee being groped by an older man, or a female employee being groped by an older woman, I think it would have actually been handled the same way. I recently found out that the place I work has a LGBTQ forum, for employees, and they can talk to each other and talk about issues.
No, that's
and
really cool.
That was only made clear to me the other day by another employee who I work with, who I'm friends with, who is LGBT. They're queer, so it was really interesting finding out from them, because obviously that's something they found out, and they found that out from their parent as well. So it's just kind of the reach it has is actually quite astounding.
Yeah, but you think they'd make it more clear to people when you like join up? You like, you should have heard. You've been working there a good while now. You think you would have heard about it sooner?
I'm not. I mean, I'm out at work, but I don't vocalize a whole lot about it at work. Like, I'm at work and I'm stocking shelves. I'm dealing with customers.
Yeah,
so I'm
you
not
don't
really
let
going
it define
like, hey,
you,
so. I love being bisexual.
Yeah, you're not going, hey, I'm bisexual. How may I serve you today?
Yeah, so it's not really being like, hey, have a nice day. Thank you for shopping with us. By the way, I love sucking off men and kissing women.
Wow. So, what a sentence. Can we get that on a shirt?
Of course you can. Of course you can. Printing now. A and K. Here we go. But, so I know I got really off topic with your original question, but if you're ever in a situation where anyone touches you inappropriately, know that you do not have to take it, and that it is perfectly all right for you to bring it up to someone in a position of authority who are meant to protect people.
Yeah.
Whether it's security, or whether it's the Gardaí, or whether it's
the police for you Americans.
The police
and
for you Americans
there.
And British. Yeah, if it's a member of law enforcement, and if it's just someone who is meant to be protecting you,
trust
bring
them
it up
and
to
tell
them.
Them.
If you're in a school situation, tell a teacher, tell a counselor, tell a principal.
Tell your parents if you trust. If you have parents that you're open with, like, tell them.
Yeah, if you're at college, tell the faculty.
Yeah, tell your friends, like, if you really trust them, like, you need help and, like, you're scared to tell people. Find someone you trust.
If it's a case of something happened to you and you're not ready to make it known, but you still know you have friends that you trust who won't, like, go off telling it to people because you don't want it out there yet, but will stay with you in situations where you're uncomfortable, it's important that you tell them too.
So I think your message is clear. Tell people. Don't
if
keep it to
yourself. If something happens to you, you shouldn't keep it bottled up. For one, that's really unhealthy just for you. And it's unlikely anything's going to be able to be done about it if you don't make it known.
So,
I think that covers Taylor Swift.
I think that's Taylor Swift. Well, one other thing is, last night, Beyonce and Jay-Z also had a concert.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
They announced a new album called Love Is Everywhere, I believe the name is. So, they announced it, I think, really late. I think around midnight yesterday in UK and Irish time, so GMT plus zero, and like, I literally downloaded Tidal because it's a Tidal exclusive.
I saw that on your Instagram story.
Tidal costs €26 a month.
Oh my god.
I know, there is a €12 a month option, or €13 I think option, but
okay,
like, that's still more than Apple Music or Spotify.
Like, oh my god,
your Spotify comes for free on your phone plan, doesn't it?
Technically, I get a phone plan where I get 20 gigabytes of data, unlimited texts to any network, 100 minutes of calls to any network, and then Spotify, or I can get Sky Sports.
But you
obviously
don't.
I want Spotify.
Yeah, I was
stupid.
And I get my Apple Music for only €5 a month because I have a student deal. So like, €13 a month is a lot for something, and then there's the €26 a month option as well. It's like, for extra high quality, which Spotify offers for free as part of the, like, if you have Spotify Premium, you've got the extra high quality version already. So like, Tidal, calm down. But it was an exclusive. They had a 1 month trial, so I got it.
Yeah.
I might buy the actual album eventually, like, when the month ends, because I did buy Lemonade. I was like, oh my god, Lemonade's so good.
Yeah, it's more worth it to buy the album on a digital copy or something than invest in Tidal. We say it like it's a dirty word. Tidal.
It might as well be like, and the app, did you see my one thing, I think, with the Instagram story? The app is just Spotify with blue buttons instead of green.
Yeah, it did look that way.
Oh, it's like crazy. The songs are good. I listened to it.
Is there like an overall theme to this album? Like the way Lemonade was like an art piece?
Love is everywhere.
I don't mean the title, but like, is that genuinely the theme for the like all of it?
I wouldn't really. I didn't know the theme I listened to. I've only listened to it once. It was really late at night when I started listening to it. My favorite song is called Boss. I like, my favorite line on that song is, my great great grandchildren already rich. I'm like, yeah, Beyonce.
I mean, it's not like she's wrong. I mean, she's makes so much money and it's all gonna get inherited.
I wish I could be rich before I'm even born. Like, someone, please.
I don't. I wish I could be rich someday from my achievements. But also not famous, so I don't have to have people coming up to me in the street.
But yeah, no, so like, that was really cool. I think it's a good album. They, there was a tragedy last year in London. A tower fell down. It burned down because it didn't have proper safety regulation. A lot of people died in it, so they paid tribute to that. It was called Grenfell Tower, and there were little green heart badges they played. They dedicated one of the songs, I believe it's a song from the album,
okay,
to them, and I just want to bring it up. I just think that was something really sweet for them to do.
Yeah.
So like, go Beyonce, go Jay-Z, do your thing. Beyonce's queen, so I support it. But so Kat, it's Pride Month.
It is Pride Month, and I have seen Pride stuff everywhere.
It's been great. It's very queer. It's
it nice. Has. It's been nice. But also, I've seen a lot of cases of a lot of clothing lines and shops have been putting up Pride merchandise.
Yeah.
When I have never, ever seen anything Pride related
in that shop before.
Beforehand.
They're just netted, they can make money off us. They're like, hey, like, gay queer people.
I've seen like websites like Look Human with their like, I'm a bisexual sea witch, like, don't fight me t-shirt or something like, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but like things with clear leanings towards equality and bi representation, gay representation, lesbian representation, trans representation, all those kinds of t-shirts. Like ace as well, intersex, queer in general, all that stuff I've seen all over there. Websites kind of like that. And in some shops, Love is Love was always a big thing with rainbows and stuff.
Yeah.
But loads of places are putting out like t-shirts in rainbows with that says Pride. And I'm like, okay, cool. But you've only put that out for this month and you're going to stop and you're not going to put out anything to do with LGBT stuff until maybe next Pride. And it's just going to be the same recycled thing you did this year. And you still have t-shirts up that say, like, love is a dream and, like, he's my king, I'm his queen. And, like, matching t-shirts that say, like, you know, Mr. and Mrs. and all this couple stuff.
And they'll be there all year end. But the Pride stuff will only be around during Pride Month? Like, no, honey.
Like, is it that hard to slip in a t-shirt that say, you know, two kings or
yeah, I'd like to see them, like, or keep it going or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, finding clothes that represent your identity shouldn't be something you have to go online for. They should be in real shops. Like,
you should be able to go into a shop and see something that you can identify with. It's not like it's a case of, you know, we're all really into tap dancing and we should have t-shirts about tap dancing everywhere and we should have tap shoes with our names on them and we should have tap music playing all the time. It's not like it's a really niche hobby that not a lot of people are into. It's sexuality.
Yeah,
it's everywhere. Some people have it, some people have a lack of it, you know?
And some people support it, and some people sadly don't, but like, we're gonna shove it in their face anyway, because fuck you.
See, it's not even a case of shoving it in their face, we're just existing.
Yeah.
If I kiss my boyfriend in public, people don't care, but if I was to kiss a girl in public, people would be like, hey, keep it in the bedroom. Like, why is it okay for me to kiss my boyfriend, but if I kiss, like, a girlfriend, then it's suddenly indecent. It's just kissing people.
For so many years, I was scared to hold hands with a boy.
Yeah.
Back in public. It's, like, wild. It's like, guys, we're not doing anything you wouldn't do with a girl. So, like, leave me alone.
Exactly.
Thanks. And one thing I noticed, I was on Grindr today because I hate myself.
Of course.
Look what this man here put as his gender.
Let me see. There's only fucking two. Wow.
So, Grindr added a feature, I believe it was this year, for people who are gender fluid or, like, they...
Or like non-binary.
Or non-binary, anything like that. Like they have options where they can type in their own.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are using it as a joke and it's just like so disgusting. Some people will put in like fruits or vegetables or whatever. Or like, but this man put in there's only fucking two. And I'm just thinking, right, you don't have to use that feature that lets you say your gender preference or your pronouns rating. You chose to, and then you chose to use it to insult those people who do have different...
Like, hey, I have an option to say what I identify as gender-wise. I'm going to use it to be a douche.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who use it, probably they'll say, like, cis, man, he, him are their pronouns. Like,
yeah.
But then...
Like, whatever. Fine.
Like, that's fine. But, like, using it to insult those people is just, like, unnecessary. Like, you're attacking them on a website, like, for queer people. Like, a dating app for queer people. I know a lot of people just use a hookup. I still believe personally one day it might get its act together and be for dating.
One day
in 20 years. But like, why would you attack that person for no reason? I just think it's disgusting. And I'm only mentioning because I did see it today and I remember it there.
That's super unfortunate.
It is, and they're going to see that. People seem to
be very touchy about gender as well. I personally, the way I see gender, and like, don't hate me, I feel like there are technically like four, meaning male, female, fluid, and non-binary. So from the way it's been explained to me, there's, you identify as male and masculine, or like whatever, male in your is what you choose to identify as, you female. Yeah. Fluid, so that you can.
So you would consider someone who considers themselves trans male as just male. You wouldn't consider that an extra gender. They are male if they say they're.
No,
male.
If a trans person says, "Hey, I'm male. I'm a man." I'm like, cool.
That's their gender. It's not another gender. They are.
That's
male.
Your gender. You're a man. Yeah. And if someone,
I wish more people thought like that.
Yeah, and I know personally know some people who would consider themselves on the fluid side of things. So they on certain days could feel male, and on certain days they could feel female, and on some days as well they can feel like they can't really define it.
Yeah, like just somewhere in between doing their thing, like, and that's great.
Yeah, like, awesome, you know, you do you, just tell me he, she, they, them, what's good for you, and I will respect that, and I might slip up and I'm sorry in advance, but I'm gonna try. And then non-binary, and this is how it's been explained to me by a person who has said they are non-binary, that they feel like gender doesn't really apply to them. They can't really pin themselves down like that. They don't really see, you know, male, female in it, like, at all for them, you know? Yeah. And I know there's the whole intersex thing, but isn't that more to do with
genitalia? I think that is more genetic. I think that is, I believe, I'm not sure.
And, like, hormones in their body and, like, certain...
Like, don't quote me on it, but I believe they either have... that could be hormonal imbalance or something, or intersex. I'm not 100% sure what it is. I think that's an older term for something.
The first time I ever heard of intersex was on Law & Order SVU when I was, like, 14 years old.
Oh, I love Law & Order.
Yeah, oh, my God. SVU, though. Oh, my jam. But I remember hearing about intersex, and there was a person on the episode who presented as someone who seemed male, and they had a vagina and their clitoris was extremely elongated and worked similarly to a penis, and they were deemed intersex at birth, and their parents chose to not have their genitals altered, which was the norm, is something I found out, and still apparently is the norm, and a lot of people are fighting about that.
So an intersex person, this is the first thing to come from Google, so if it's wrong, I'm sorry.
Okay.
They're born with any of several variations in sex characteristics, including their chromosomes or genitalia or stuff.
Okay.
They don't fit necessarily the way we would see our genitalia. So it could be something like that where it had an elongated clitoris that acted as a penis, something like that. So it could be like that. But there's variations. It's not like one setting. So yeah, that's what that is.
Okay.
You're right.
And I thought it was something like that.
I don't know if it counts as gender. I'm not sure. I think that's more like a biological thing.
I don't know. I mean that's something, if you're listening now and you know or you have an opinion
please
on it, feel free to let us know. Yeah, tweet at us.
And my Twitter is @ADMDVN.
And I am @GiveMeVinyl. So, because I'm stupid and I like vinyl records. Yeah.
Because she's hipster. So like, please let us know, like, if you are intersex or you know someone, like, let us know. Educate us. Like, we would love to know. And we don't have time during this podcast, just do that Google search and fully educate ourselves. But like, we would love to know.
Like, we're looking up some of this stuff right now just to try and get a grasp. Some of the stuff, we have a list written down of what we want to talk about today, and some of the stuff is just coming to
us. It comes up.
So it's not as fully researched as our actual topics.
Like, we can't know everything.
Yeah, some things will just pop out of the blue and we're like, hey, no, we should bring that up today.
But it's important we learn.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know more about the queer community, and I want to know more about people, and I want to know more about our listeners.
Yeah, I want to know more about you when you start listening.
When
to
you
us.
Finally appear, sweet listeners.
And like, if you learn something from us, that's also great.
Yeah,
and we would love to learn from you.
If we can put out knowledge or put out good feelings or just put out some positivity into the world through this podcast, then that is a goal accomplished for me.
Yeah. I would just like to say a quick story. There was this guy I dated in secondary school. Okay. High school.
Yeah.
Kat knows who he is.
I do, yeah. I know. Asshole. Of him. Oh, yeah.
At one point, I said I didn't want to date him because he was a bit too feminine for me.
Mm.
And he then went and told his transgender friend he had transitioned from female to male, so he was now male, that I hated trans people because of this, because I didn't like him for being feminine. And I would just like to say, like, if you do not like, if you don't want to date someone because they are feminine, that's not wrong. That doesn't mean you hate transgender people, because he wasn't trans. He was. He also never said he was gender fluid, and I never said anything about gender fluidity or anything like that. And I just said he was too feminine for me. I didn't want to date him, and that wasn't even a full reason. He had also been 2 hours late for our first date, and he was kind of a dick. But don't worry about that.
Finding you may have slightly felt that was true, and also used it mainly as an excuse to break up with the person.
Yeah.
In past breakups, I have said things that were not the entire truth to end the relationship on the cleanest way I could.
Because you don't want to completely be an asshole.
No one wants to be a complete asshole. But, I mean, I think it's all right to not be attracted to certain characteristics in a person.
Yeah.
I personally would date a trans person because it's just another person. Like,
yeah.
I'm not really not attracted to femininity or masculine, like, ways of being. I wouldn't not want to be with a guy because he liked wearing nail polish, or because he really enjoyed the feel of, like, women's underwear instead of men's underwear because it was softer or it was more breathable. Or I wouldn't want to not date a girl because she was really into wearing boxers, or because men's clothes were slightly looser and felt more comfortable to walk around in and they weren't so tight, or because she was really into welding and metalwork.
Yeah. Like, thank you for helping me, because I was really struggling to get here. That's the point I wanted to get across. Yeah. It's all right to not like certain characteristics of someone.
Yeah, like, that's not what you're always going to be into.
Like, no one's telling you you have to date trans people, or you have to like a man even if he's too feminine for you personally. Like, everyone has preferences.
Yeah.
But, and that's your dating preference, that's fine. Just don't be an asshole to them.
Yeah, like, I might meet someone, and I'm not saying this is how I think, but I might think, hey, I really like tough, brutish men who are cis and, or like, have a penis more specifically, and who love doing like DIY, and who love watching sports, and who love drinking that delicious wheat juice.
You love Burt Reynolds, we get it.
Yeah, that guy. And that might be my, you know, quote unquote type. And if that is what I'm attracted to, then that is what I will go for. And if a guy who really loves, you know, classically feminine things like pottery or painting, or, well, not necessarily painting. Most of the painting masters are like men. So, okay, not painting.
Oh my God, get more women painters out here.
Yeah, women painters, but back to topic. if he loves pottery and gardening and dance, and I wasn't attracted to him because those were all his major hobbies, I don't think that would necessarily make me a bad person. But if I went out of my way to make that man feel like he was the less of a man, and that he didn't deserve to be called a man, and that he was a pussy and he was a lesser human being because those were his interests, that would make me garbage. That would make me absolute trash, and not like, oh, I'm such trash. That would make me like run over me with a truck trash.
I would just like to be clear, when I told this person I didn't want to date him, I didn't say it's bad that you're feminine. I didn't say, I just said, that's just not my type. And I didn't say, like, you're less of a man or any of these things. Like,
yeah, you were just not attracted to him.
Yeah, and, like, that's fine. Just don't be an asshole.
There are always going to be some people who, when you say you don't like them romantically, they're going to react badly.
Yeah.
And it's not just men. Women do it too. All kinds of people can take rejection badly. I have taken rejection badly.
Ignore a man for 10 minutes on Tinder, he calls you an ugly bitch.
Yeah. I've rejected people, and I've been rejected, and sometimes it's fine, and sometimes, you know, people get really defensive or really aggressive, or, you know, just really sad.
And that's not your fault. Like, you can't, like, you have to be honest with that person. There's no point leading them on.
Mm.
So, like, but, like, as long as you're not rude, you're very clear and understanding. And, like, if they ask why, you have to tell them.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe keep some parts out to fully not hurt their feelings. I don't know.
I mean, it's important to be honest.
But you don't want to hurt their feelings too
much. Yeah. But you can be honest and also...
not be an asshole.
I guess be kind.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's my dogs.
Someone's home.
That's my brother. We can edit this out. It's fine. But as I was saying, you don't have to neglect kindness in the case of honesty. Because you can... It's all right to leave out some truths about a person as long as it's not something that you think is going to... If it benefits them to tell them the truth, then I think tell them the truth. But if it's a case of, like, it's something about themselves that they can't change, then I don't think you gotta bother saying it. If someone's a dick and doesn't respect women and you're breaking up with them, you should tell them that they're a dick and they don't respect women. But if someone is...
a nice person, but you're just not attracted to them.
Yeah, even if it's a case of someone's kind of a dick, but they have a specific physical attributes, or they just really, really love country music, and you cannot gel with that.
Oh, stop. No.
You know, you maybe tell them, hey, I hate country, I can't be with you. But my don't only mention... country
is Taylor.
Yeah.
And but, Miley.
But don't mention the physical thing that they cannot change about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've gone on and we've only really covered...
like 2-3 topics.
Beyonce,
Taylor, Pride Month.
In general.
Mm.
So, okay, well, let's quickly go through some stuff.
Jenner, you don't see, re-say that because you coughed.
Let's quickly go through some stuff.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, there's a movie on Netflix. It says it's a Netflix original film. I haven't really heard much about it. It's called Alex Strangelove.
I think it's probably a case of it's something that was released over in America that we can't get here. It's probably, unless it's a, like, honest to God, original, like, some of them. But most of the time I see Netflix original, it's just stuff that I'm like, hey, but that comes out on CBS, or hey, but I'm pretty sure that comes out on so-and-so in America.
Yeah, like Scream on MTV, for example.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it looks like it erases bisexuality.
Here's the thing. It's called Alex Strangelove. And I didn't... When Adam first told me about this, it was a case of... it looks weird. And, like, it's called Strangelove. So is it going to be like that movie that came out? Doctor Strangelove? And so what I did is I watched the trailer and Adam didn't. So I watched it and it opens up with, like, this kid, Alex, and he's sitting in class and the teacher's talking. And then Alex imagines him saying something else like... Alex is going to have sex this week. Alex is going to have sex this week. And he starts freaking out. And then he goes into a, like, narration. And his name is Alex True Love.
Oh, what a name.
Yeah. So the whole strange love thing is because, oh, I'm interested in men and women. That's so weird. So that's why that's that.
And our fear from the trailer, because I have now since watched the trailer, yeah. She made me watch it. And yeah. We feel like... it could be a really good message to talk about bisexuality because it doesn't get covered as much as, like, homosexuality or being a lesbian.
But we also think from the trailer itself that it doesn't actually acknowledge bisexuality.
Yeah, we think he's just gonna be a big gay. Because the whole point of the film is he isn't having sex with his girlfriend. He hasn't had sex. He's still a virgin. And she wants to
take it forgiving. There's, like, a line in the film. And she's kind of, like... she says it slightly jokingly. But also, like, she's super serious. Like, I've been trying to de-virginize you for, like, 9 months. And you won't let me. Ha ha. Punches an arm. You know, hey, buddy. Like,
fuck
that.
Fuck me in the ass.
And he... and he's, like... he kisses her. But he doesn't look super into it. And they snuggle. But he doesn't look crazy into it. And then you see this one bit in the trailer where he's chatting to a guy. And the guy's, like, clearly into to him, and he says another line like, I think there's a guy who has a crush on me, and I don't think I'm, like, grossed out kiss? By it. I think so.
I think they mentioned, they don't show it in terror, but I think they mentioned that he kissed him.
I think there is kissing.
So it's like, it could have been bisexuality and he just happened to fall from a guy, and that's
if
sad.
If they do mention bisexuality, great. You know, I mean, with Love, Simon, we thought there was bisexuality, and then he just says, and then the guy who we thought was bisexual just says, I was just confused, and then kisses, like, the guy and is like, okay, so he's gay.
God damn it.
And in a Thai drama that we have seen.
Oh my god.
Don't lose your shit. I need to talk about this. We screamed at the TV when we saw this happening, so I'm gonna try and get this out.
Yeah.
It's called Hormones, and it's basically just the show Skins, but in Bangkok. And there's a character called, I think it was, he wasn't Fan, was he? Was he
Pi?
He was Pi. No, Pi was the tall guy. Of the guys with a name beginning with P. I think it was Pho. He was Pho. Shit, it was Pho. Okay.
Pho and someone else.
Pho. So his name was Pho, and he was seeing a guy named Thee. And at first we thought it wasn't real. It was just them getting shipped by a crazy girl. And then they actually made out a bunch of times. So we were like, okay, so they're seeing each other.
And we were living for it.
Yeah, we were totally here for it. We were like, yes, cool, give me the gay. And then he goes off and sees this girl he dated in like middle school. And they're dancing and they're having a great time. And he tries to kiss her. And he's like, I'm so confused. I liked men, but now I think I like women. And I just don't understand what's right. And I'm like, it's called bisexuality, you fucking moron. I screamed at the TV. And I know I'm getting so invested and angry. But
it's such a good show, and it did us so dirty.
It exists, you guys. Bisexuality exists. It's not like you're actually gay, but you're dating like the opposite sex to try and hide it.
And it's
not
set
like
in Bangkok. They know what bisexuality
is. Yeah, it's
over
set
there.
In Bangkok. They're super freaking out there with the sex and
they're
stuff.
They're wild. It's amazing. I want to go.
There was a scene right after that where he finds a female prostitute and bones her. So like, and then he also made out with another dude in that. So it's like,
it's crazy.
You
it's
know,
great
it's,
go watch it.
Yeah, no, you should watch Hormones. It's on Netflix.
Also watch Skins. Skins
also watch Skins because it's basically the same thing.
It's probably on your Netflix day.
Literally, if you watch the first season of Skins and then you go watch Hormones, you'll be able to see bits that are almost shot for shot. Yeah. Like,
but I'm here for it.
Yeah, no, we're all here for it. Win, though. Ugh. Win is just Asian Tony.
Yeah, if you've watched Skin, you know who Tony is.
Yeah,
his character's called
Win.
He's just
that,
Tony.
He does the same smile, that like half smirk that he does, and that even though he's not that cute, but they all seem to think he's like the cutest guy.
Yeah.
He does that. But yeah, so bisexual erasure seems to be a theme in these Netflix originals, you guys.
Yeah, coming up. But one thing is, we got really mad at Love, Simon for the bisexuality, and then found out the character Leah.
Yeah, is like, there's a sequel book, and it's
Leah on the Offbeat.
Leah on the Offbeat, and she is only comfortable coming out as bisexual to her mom, and she struggles with coming out as bisexual the rest of the book,
I think. If they make a sequel movie, it better be about Leah, and it better be about her bisexuality.
I hope they make it into a movie.
Yes,
I would watch it.
Actress who played her played Hannah on 13 Reasons Why, and
yeah,
whatever your opinion of that show, Hannah, the actress who played her, was great.
Very compelling. Yeah,
she was like a good actress. Like, no matter what your opinion of the show,
no matter
actress.
How uncomfortable and sickening the show makes me feel, I will
we
give it to them that their acting is
their
impeccable.
Acting, yes.
Like, there was never a moment where I didn't believe the actors and I didn't believe the story set out in front of
us. Which is one of the reasons it was so damaging.
Which is one of the reasons why it makes me so uncomfortable. But
yeah, because you believe it. Like,
it feels like it's real.
It's scary, but like, yeah, she's a great actress. I hope she gets her own movie.
I do too. Yeah, no, that would be great.
I believe her name's Catherine Langford.
I think so.
Yeah, so
I think she's Australian.
Yeah, you...
I thought she was British.
We had this whole talk.
Like, is she British? I don't think she's British.
And I was like, I think she's American. She's using a British accent. And then we looked at her and I'm just like, she's Australian. No.
Like, of course, the poor man's British.
That's so bad. Australia's going to hate our podcast now.
It's okay. They're so far away.
They can't come after
they
us.
They can't get me from here.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. That was a joke.
We're sorry, Australia. Our first episode cast.
Okay, so we're going to watch Alex Strangelove later.
We were supposed to watch it before the podcast and we didn't.
Yeah, no, we didn't have time.
You were on Netflix for 2 hours before I came over.
I was on YouTube for the last hour.
Well, you could have been on Netflix.
I was on Netflix before that, watching Explained.
I watched
too much Netflix. I'm sorry, it's my day off, so.
Yeah, it's the weekend, guys. It's Sunday.
Yeah, like, leave me alone.
But, so what's next? Okay, Paddy Power.
Paddy Power.
They are a betting company in Ireland and I believe the UK.
Yeah, I think they're in the UK as well.
They are like very Irish though. Like
at least Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like their whole thing is very green themed.
Yeah, you know, they have shamrocks and, you know, St. Patrick and leprechauns. And,
it's crazy. It's totally.
You know, rampant gambling.
So the World Cup's on right now and it's taking place in a very homophobic country where they tend to attack homosexual men lure them into traps by using social apps like Grindr. There is a way to look up people in different countries on Grindr, like kind of on Tinder.
Yeah.
And you'll see a lot of them blur their faces down and everything so that they can't be recognised. It's a very bad situation. But a betting company in Ireland called Paddy Power are donating €10,000 to LGBT charities for every single score that Russia, the country that is so homophobic, for every time they score a goal during the World Cup, they're going to donate money. And they're also doing a minimum of, I believe, 50,000. So even if they score less than 5 goals for the whole World Cup and they don't win, that's 50,000 going towards charity. And I just wanted to highlight that. I think that's a really nice thing. And I think it is good to see companies standing up to Russia's bullshit.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. Like, I agree with you. That's a really great thing to do. Because at least you know there's a minimum amount of money going to this charity. And it's really...
It's a way for them to it's a way for them to support queer people without making money off of.
Yeah.
Let's say Primark or Penny's is here.
Yeah.
They're selling a bunch of price stuff now. They're just doing that to make money off us. They don't care about us.
Yeah.
They're not making money by donating. It gives them some good publicity, but I think a lot of people who would bet on sports, if you go stereotypically, would be straight.
Obviously, we're not saying as well. We're not saying we hate companies like Penny's, Primark. We just hate that they're using Pride Month as a cash grab.
Yeah.
And of course they're going to use Pride Month as a cash grab, but we wish they actually supported us too.
Yeah, for example, Apple are donating certain money. They have their product right through the products. And money from that goes to donate to AIDS. And so they're not making money off people with AIDS.
No.
The same with their Pride Watchman, I believe.
Which I have the Pride face on my watch personally because I thought, a very easy way to show my pride this month.
Yeah, someone actually texted me on Snapchat when I took a picture of her watch and said Pride vibe. And someone texted me how did you get that? And I was it's just their new watch for Pride Month. You can go find it on your
it's not hard watch to find.
It's not right hidden there or anything, you can find it. I guess you just hadn't seen or heard about it. But no, Draco, and I believe they made a special watch band to go along with it. It's nylon and it has a little rainbow on it.
And I have tried the band on, it is comfortable.
Yeah, I believe
it's Apple. It's nice material.
It's expensive for a reason. It feels good on your wrist.
Yeah.
But
it also, when you wear it, if you wear it properly, it does match up with the Pride face. So it kind of just the whole look around looks nice. And it's a nice feeling to have your Pride beautiful. Right there.
But the whole point I'm trying to make is they're also, I believe, donating money to Pride charities with that. So they're not just using it to make money. They're also using it to support these people and causes. And I believe Penny should do something like that, If you buy this Pride t-shirt, 5% goes to this person or this thing or whatever. I just think it would be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So the last thing I want to talk about is
BuzzFeed.
We all love their videos. We do. Their YouTube videos are amazing. They have feature lots of people of different identities, sexualities, everything. It's amazing. But their website, I was looking up LGBT news before the podcast because I wanted to have good topics to talk about, and I saw one interesting one and I was going to talk about it, but then I realized it was from, I believe, February of this year, and I was like, that's weird, it's the second article on their LGBT section. So what I noticed is they stopped updating their LGBT section. They haven't updated since March 7th of 2018. I almost said 2017, that's so bad.
That would be a lot worse than it is, but it's still bad.
But it's 4 months they haven't updated, and yes, they're still posting LGBT stuff on their YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said when Adam first told me about this. I said, but aren't they still posting LGBT content on YouTube? But they're separate. They're separate,
Separate
factions
things.
Of BuzzFeed.
The website seems to be run by different people. And BuzzFeed News has been getting pretty good, and they've done some really good news stories recently, especially in the technology world and the politics world. But it's just sad to see this page getting neglected, because while they do still tend to post LGBT topics every now and then, it's sad that they're not putting them in the LGBT section, because if I Google LGBT news, the first thing that comes up is BuzzFeed LGBT.
Yeah, it's the first thing.
And they're just going to see it and see nothing. You have to go onto their website and it's just not filtered out. It annoys me that they're not looking after anymore.
It would be nice for there to be a place where we could find queer news and LGBT news that's up to date and gets updated regularly. And I mean, maybe there is something like that out there and we just haven't found it yet. And if there is and totally send that information on to us, because we're very interested.
Yeah,
But as it stands now, we haven't found anything like that.
And like BuzzFeed is the first result. And BuzzFeed is such a huge company and they are so influential.
Yeah.
They are great on YouTube, especially. Like, they have so many people with different gender identities, sexualities, asexual, bi, gay.
There's lots of people of color. There's lots of women. There's lots of diverse, like, people in general. And the men there, they seem to be
very accepting.
Yeah, they're like, they're not, you know, the kind of men that get demonized by feminazis. Or I say that as a feminist. I don't say that as someone who hates feminists, by the way. But there are men there who understand that everyone is equal, and there are women there, and there are people of color, and there are a lot of minorities, and there are all the sexualities. All the genders, you know, like they're, and the BuzzFeed, on at least the video side, reaches so far across the world, because you see BuzzFeed Japan, and you see BuzzFeed Australia, and you see BuzzFeed England, and you see all these different factions.
It's huge.
And they all manage to put out LGBT content.
And their website is huge, though, that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, so if you can put out these videos, and I understand it's a lot more work to take on, but if you have the resources to put out these videos, surely you have the resources to find news that you can put on the articles.
That was what was annoying me. They were posting news. It's just I had to go on their main home news page and scroll for ages. It was like, if you have an LGBT section, why not post on it?
And like, if you're just updating LGBT news on your normal batch of articles and your normal website, is it so difficult to move them or copy them to the LGBT section?
I'm sure they just have to add like a tag, like kind of like a hashtag, but like for articles, just add an LGBT tag, and like it would automatically show in that folder in that area as well. Like, I don't think it would be that hard.
No.
I don't know. It really annoyed me, and I only noticed it today, which is why I'm bringing it up. But like, I'm out of topics.
I'm also out of topics. I think we should be wrapping up about now, but I just want to close with saying that it is so important to have access to news and content based around queer people and the queer community, and or even, you know, just news in general in the world that means something to you, either as a queer person or as a person in general. It's so important for us to be able to get out there and to put our voices out there and be heard, and to put ourselves out there and make a name for ourselves and be able to be proud of our identity and who we are and the things we have done and the things we have been able to do in spite of setbacks because of how we identify or who we are. And I hope that at some point in the future it's as easy as a straight white person typing in "hey" stuff and getting all the search results, and then having a queer person of color typing in "hey" you know stuff and getting significantly less. I hope one day we can all have all the search results we want.
you really want like people to get more search engine optimization here.
I demand links.
You demand Google to bow to your will. I think that is a really good note to end the episode on.
Yeah, let's leave this off on some vague positivity. So thank you so much for listening. I have been Kath and the lovely Adam.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, have a good day. Hey guys, welcome to Can You Queer Us Now?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.